Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at IOM FM.
Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams. And okay. We're going to have a fun conversation today. Why'd you stop echoing? It's all right. So my guest today is Peggy Sue Honeyman Scott, and I'm super excited about this conversation about intuition. You know, we go with the flow here. About intuition, creation, and flow, and using intuitive tools to expand your life and living, and the ease with that. So we have a few little hangups, but it's going to go up from here. So Peggy Sue is an entrepreneur. She has written an amazing cookbook full of recipes from people like Sting and I don't know who else, lots of fun rock stars. And has created a line of yoga mat bags and aromatherapy bath products and stuff like that. Just like, she's amazing. So I look forward to seeing where we're going to go today, because Peggy Sue has a book on intuition that is in the works, and it's full of tools. So we're going to explore some of those. Welcome to the show, Peggy Sue.
Hi.
Hi. Good to have you here. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for going with the flow with me this morning. Today, I just a little bit ago, I asked her, oh, do you also want to, you know, be on video a little bit? And she was like, oh, sure, I don't love that, but hey, so thanks for your willingness. So I'm so curious. I know you have this book that you've been working on for quite a while. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, I sure can. What it is some tools and tips that I've actually learned along the way, but the main bulk of it is something that I learned from a teacher when I first moved to California, not the first time, second time in 1997. I was asked to go to an intuition class, and I thought, okay, sure, whatever that is, I had no idea. And I went along to this class, and it was at somebody's house, at a chiropractor's house in Venice, California. And it was about 12 or 15 people, all walks of life. And we sat down, and this lady had us do a couple of exercises. And they had already had one or two classes, so I was sort of jumping in and feeling a little like the, ooh, what am I doing here? And, you know, and she had us do these exercises, which are in my book, just sort of warming up exercises. And then she pulled out this box, a wooden box, and she had it on her lap. And she said, okay, so with your paper and pen, I want you to tell me what's in the box. And I was like, how am I supposed to do that? You know, and so I thought, okay, just go with it. And she said, just, you know, whatever comes to your mind, just, you know. So I shut my eyes, and I saw Indians in a circle dancing with big feathered, you know, like American Indians, like, whoa, 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 whoa. I was like, okay, Indians dancing, feathers. And then I got this flash of white cold stone. And I went, okay, white cold stone. And we went around, and everybody said, you know, what they thought was in the box. And I was the last one. And I said, white, stone, cold, feathers, Indian. She opened the box and she pulled out an earring that was a feather that was made out of stone, white stone. And I kind of was like, how did I know that? And everybody sort of was looking at me because I was the only one who got it exactly right. Nobody else was even close. And I felt really strange, like I've never been the person in the class who's gotten it right or raised my hand because I, you know, eagerly like, I know the answer, because I'm always like, I don't know anything. And it sort of freaked me out. But I kept going to the classes, I thought, because I thought, this is kind of cool. I don't know what it is, but it's kind of cool. And the class ended up slowly disintegrating. One by one, people didn't show up to the class until the person at whose house it was said, I don't want to do this here anymore. And so the teacher said, okay, any of you would like to stick with this? And there were three of us who said yes. And I said, we'll do it at my house. So for 8 months, we met once a week and we did these exercises. And it was really mind-blowing. At the end of 8 months, all four of us just went like, we just completely, one moved to Kansas, I moved to Texas, the only man in the group moved to Oregon, and my other girlfriend opened a practice and you know, bought a house in Ventura. So we all just exploded into what we were creating. We just all of a sudden exploded into our creations that we were working on. And it was really interesting. So one of the tips that I'm going to give today is one of the exercises in the book. There are seven that I've narrowed it down to that are quite inclusive. But that was sort of the beginning of that journey. And then when I was moving from California about 3 years ago, I was packing and I found my book of all my notes from 25 years ago. And I thought, wow, I can't believe that I haven't seen this anywhere. I wonder if I should put this in a book form and start teaching this, because these are really, so it set me on a journey of seeing if these tools were out there. So I stuck myself in a library in Maui for a year and I read every book on intuition that there was, and lo and behold, these weren't anywhere. And I thought, okay, this is time. It's time. I think the world is, you know, accepting, I hate the word woo-woo because it just makes it sound, it's like sort of like hippie or, you know, it's out there. But yeah, we're out there. I'm coming, I feel like I'm coming out, you know, in my weirdness. And I'm just really excited to be teaching these tools and sharing them with the world because I think we're ready for them now. I think we're in enough calamity in the world, and a lot of young people are wanting something different, and they are more accepting of these kind of tools and, you know, ways of thinking. It's just a way of thinking, that's all. Belief.
I think you're right.
Shifting the belief. Yeah.
More and more people are willing to recognize that they don't actually need proof. Although proof is nice, like, we can follow our gut. We can make choices even if we don't have, you know, all of the information.
Yeah, and it's not scientifically proven.
Right. Although, I mean, there is some pretty cool stuff, like saying Indian feather, stone, and then having that emerge from the box. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that was proof.
You're right.
But I mean, as far as science, or, you know, the one day there will be a tool that will be able to prove it. But why do you need proof to believe something? I mean, you can't prove that you love somebody. I mean, that love is there, but you know love is there, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So you said your life sort of, you moved to Texas, your life sort of exploded. Did you, and I'd love to hear more about that, did you continue to do the exercises after, you know, the class sort of dissolved?
That's a very good question. And yes, I did. I did continue on because the list that I had originally started with, it's called the 10 Most Wanted that you may. It's the journal, right? The 10 Most Wanted things that you want. I didn't have them all yet, but by the end of probably another 4 or 5, 6 months, I did. I checked off everything off that list. And some were not small things.
Okay, so you made this list, you know, at some point during the class, and then
it took
like, let's say, how long would you say, a year or two to really check mark every box?
Well, it also, the list changes, right? It changes as you change and as you practice. Because what you
totally
think you want sometimes changes because we're changing every moment, right? So I to actually fine-tune my list and, probably about a year, I guess, yeah. I mean, I was also raising a child and moving and working and busy. So, but I did do the tools every single day. I like proof myself, right? So I really wanted to practice to see if these worked. So I was proving it to myself. I was my own guinea pig. And that's why I can speak about it with knowing, because I've done it.
Right. Yeah. Isn't that so cool? I remember, let's see, I was 19 or 20, and totally, you said you were talking about how young people are open to this now. I remember reading my first book on intuition at about that age and sitting in the hot tub and being like, oh, okay, let me practice this. You know, and one thing she did, she said, take a fruit and you're going to imagine you're making one choice or the other choice. So let's leave the fruit out of it for a second. Let's say I'm going to take one job or another job. Okay. And now you think about this particular job, and I'm going to open a bag and pull out a fruit. And now the fruit is it all bruised and with like mold and rotting, or is it yummy and delicious? And is the scent really good? Like the idea was, you know, get a sense of your own visualization and knowing in regard to this job. And now go to the other job. Okay, you're pulling the fruit out of the bag. What is this fruit? Is it delicious? Is it sour? Is it kind of both? What is it? Is it something you hate? You know, like, what is it? And I had so much fun using the intuitive exercises to learn to make choices, even and not just choices, like, oh, how many voice, this is at the time of voicemails, right? Like on your home thing. And how many voicemails will you have as you walk in your front door? Oh, three. You know, just practicing and getting a
that is, those are great things. Exercises. Yeah. It's getting used to believing that you know, trusting that you know, right? I have a couple exercises in the book, and one that I love is if you're driving, not, you don't do it while you're driving, but when you're at a stoplight, you just say in your head, okay, what color is the car behind me? And you go, black. And then you look in your rearview mirror and you see what color it is. Now that's just a fun, quick little game to play with yourself to exercise that muscle. You're exercising a muscle, right? It's like going to the gym. You gotta work that muscle. And it really does, after time, you start getting things right, and then it gets exciting, and then you want to play more, and then you listen more.
Yes. Yeah. Now I you know, because I have such aware kids, I wanted to develop that. And so we play something called the M&M game. And I pour two M&Ms in my hand, and I try to get the same color, and I'll say, okay, what color's in my hand? And if they get it, they get it. And if they don't...
What color is your dinner going to be tonight?
Wrong, you're not getting dinner. You know, this was a great way to keep them quiet on the airplane and, you know, in
Absolutely.
Touch with what they know. And sometimes I'd say, okay, slow down. You know this, right? And they'd be like, oh, yeah, it's green. And I'd say, yes, it's green.
Excellent. Excellent. That's a, you're training them already. That is awesome. I love to hear that. Another game I played with my daughter was when we were driving in a car and, you know, they're a little bored, is we play this game called Send and Receive. And so I would say, you know, I was driving, so I couldn't say, I couldn't close my eyes, but I didn't need to. I'd say, close your eyes and send me, like on a blackboard, send me an image. So it could be a star or a fish or a flower or whatever, right? And then I would try to pick it up. And it was so much fun. And my daughter was really good at this. And I would send her and she would get it immediately. I've done that with a lot of kids, actually, not only in the car, but just as a game. And they love it. And it helps them start to trust their knowing. It's beautiful to start young. Start them young. I love that.
So when we come back to the show, I'm excited to dive into some of the exercises that you've used to have your 10 most wanted come to life. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Thanks so much for being here, Peggy Sue. We'll be back in just a few.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating Radical Abundance and Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule to connect with Kathy or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look. Flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. Today we are talking about intuition and using your intuitive superpowers to create your life. So we talked a little bit about getting in touch with intuition and starting to use some simple exercises to help you know that you know. You know, so often, and I did a whole show about awareness in 2019. You can look it up in the archives on Om Times, IOM.FM, or even iTunes, lots of places. But we get trained away from our intuition, right? Listen to me, or you say something and because it's something you know, and then people tell you, oh, you know, that's wrong or whatever. And we get trained to listen to other people instead of really listen to what's true for us or what we do know. And so sometimes it takes a little cultivation, watering of that plant, like, oh yeah, I do know. So the first part of the show had some really simple little exercises we can do to help us remember that we do know. And Peggy Sue is writing a book. Remind me of the title of your book.
It is called The Essential Intuition Handbook. So it's short. It's only going to be about 75 pages. And there's lots of lines in there that you can write and do the exercises. And it's so that you do, you know, cultivate these exercises. Yeah.
Cool. I'm so excited to have it in my hands. And also, you said you were going to share, you'll be sharing some of the exercises today. So before we do that, is there anything you want to say?
Just that, you know, really part of it is, or a big part of it is the belief that you can do anything that you want. You can create anything that you want. I mean, it's taken me many years to know that. And still, it can be difficult, you know, because I lose track of just when you get caught up in life. So I love that, is it Marianne Williamson who had that quote about, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate, it's that we are more powerful than we know, or something like that. And it's true. I think the power scares us more than the inadequacy. And it's interesting. I saw, well, it might not be interesting, but Donald Trump, what he said today, I hate even mentioning his name, but he is a great example of believing what he thinks. He said, you know, I'm going to be president for life, which is eight years, two terms. And it's almost like he trains himself into thinking his future. I mean, he's a prime example of somebody who can do that. And so,
well, and it's fascinating.
Know, right.
I've read that
he
does use the power of visualization. I read that, like, at some point in his early life, he was exposed to Norman Vincent Peale. Yeah. And he started to visualize what he wanted. And look what's shown up, you know?
And, you know, he is a great example. He really is. And he says things like he believes them 100%. And they happen. I mean, it's quite amazing, I have to say. I have to give him the good old golf clap, you know, for that alone. And you know, if anything, it should help us take notes from him and go, well, if he can do it, I can do it.
Yeah, I love that, too, that you say that, because I think sometimes an element of deservability comes in. And like, do I deserve it? I was even talking with a friend who won a Grammy last weekend, and he's talking about, you know, for a long, long time, it took me a long time to get to the place where it's like, I do deserve this. I'm not undeserving, right? And I think, like, we can even leave deserving or undeserving off the table. All of that is judgment,
right? It's just like Amazon. If you order cat food on Amazon, Amazon is not going to say, well, actually, you don't deserve that. Or if you order like a giant, beautiful amethyst, Amazon is going to say, well, you know what? I think we're going to send you a lousy, like, knockoff amethyst because you don't deserve the big one. No, you ordered the big one, so that's what they're going to send you. There's no question of deserving or not.
That is a great analogy. I love that. I'm going to steal that from you if you don't mind. I love that Amazon analogy. Perfect. Yeah.
Go for it.
You ordered it. What are we going to order from the universe? Well, I'll give you one of the main tools in the book is the 10 most wanted list. And what you do is you write it down. You write down 10 things that are most wanted in your life. Now, I would always say to put at least 3 tangible things on that list so that you can have proof, right? So whether it's a pair of shoes or, a necklace that you want or something small that isn't, it's not like a house or something, but you can also put big things on your list too. It just so you know that, so you don't get frustrated at, right? I love those. Beautiful. So that you don't get frustrated and you can see it showing up and it'll encourage you to keep going. That's the point of having the smaller things. And what you do is when you get them, you just scratch it off your list and then you write another one. So the list never ends. It's ongoing. And you leave enough space for each one that you can fine tune it again and again, which you will do. Sometimes I do one a page because within a year, I will go in and change things up and fine tune and get more specific. And then what you do is you look at it once a day. Once a day, you look at number one. So let's say number one is, a table that you want, a kitchen table, bless you. And so you can even put it cut out a picture if you want and put it in there. And then you sit for a few seconds, you visualize it on a board in your head, and you sense yourself sitting at the table, maybe feeling it, seeing the color of it, maybe knock on it. Oh, it's solid. Is it collapsible? Does it open up? Does it have leaves? Whatever it is, right? Oh, she's gonna sneeze again. Did you? No.
Yeah. Thanks.
And then you let it go. And then you go to number two. Water?
Oh, good.
And you do this with the 10. Now it can take 5 minutes or it can take 10 minutes each. A lot of people don't have that much time, so you might want to just take a couple minutes. And each time you visualize it every day, you get more of a, using all your 5 senses, feeling, tasting, touching, I'm not saying lick the table, but maybe you taste the wood in your mouth. I don't know. You know what I mean? Because everything has an energy and a weight to it. And the more you get your senses into it, the more it's going to come exactly like you wanted it. Now, the other trick is don't be attached to the outcome. So one of the examples I give in the book is that I wanted a cashmere coat, and I had a feeling of what it would feel like on me, and I wanted it quite stylish. And I looked for a long time, and I couldn't find it. And in the summer in Texas, I went to Neiman Marcus, half off or whatever it's called, and it was on a back rack for sale, and it was beautiful. It was so incredibly cheap. And I didn't put the price that I wanted or anything. I thought, I'll just, in my mind, I know I want it to be less than this amount. It had some accessories on it that I could take off. It had a fake fur collar that was removable. It was way more stylish than I thought in my head. But I got even a better version of what I wanted. So if you're attached to, no, it has to be, have 2 pockets and it has to have a lapel. Well, that may be a little harder, but it's not impossible. So just be more open to the universe giving you something way better than what you asked for. Right? It's never going to be less than you asked for. It will always be better.
I remember, I'm just laughing because I'm thinking of one of the first intuition exercises I learned from a yoga teacher of mine. And he said, so now you have to be a little bit specific, but not too specific. Because one of my students did this exercise and he visualized this car, this certain car in his garage, but he didn't visualize himself driving it. So when he got divorced, his wife got that car, that car, and it was in their garage.
Yep. Exactly. So don't be attached. And really, you just have to think about it that once a day and then let it go. Thinking about it all day long isn't going to make it happen faster. It's almost not thinking about it helps it come faster, you know, not focusing too heavily, but just being clear about what it is and just going on with your day. And plus there's 10 things on the list the universe is working on for you. So, you know, give it a minute. Although some people can, you know, create things like this. That's great. And the more you do this, the faster it will happen.
And I love this reminder to give it a moment, because it's like in a restaurant. This is the analogy I use with people a lot. Like when you order something, you're not like, wait, do they have enough butter to make that? Or, you know, how long is it going to be? It's not here yet. It's not coming. Are they sure they can do that for me? You know, it's like you chill. You've put in your order, and then you know, you drink the beverage of your choice.
Yeah,
and
relax,
you just
enjoy the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, relaxing is a great part of it. It really is. Relaxing and going and playing in nature and just and knowing that it's going to come. It's like knowing Christmas is going to come. It's Christmas is coming, and I'm going to get some gifts. Yay!
So let's review. You write down these 10 things and you make sure three of them are tangible. You know, like the car, the
at least.
Whatever it is.
No, tangible meaning small.
Small. And, oh, okay.
Yes. But I mean, I guess the car could be small to some people. I don't know.
Yeah, what is big? What is small, right? It's all
exactly.
Perspective.
Yeah, it's just, I'm just teaching the way that I was taught, and it seemed to work for me because the other things I had a harder time believing that I could get easily. So, you know, I don't want to limit anybody, but getting the small things right away was really exciting, and it kept me going, oh, okay, I can do this. You know, it's a little encouragement.
Yeah, I totally get that, like reinforcement. Yeah, and I want to take this for a moment, because I think a lot of times, like what I've been doing recently is recognizing when I was a little bit stressed out about something and it went well, right? Like, because I think a lot of times, like we have all this energy of, oh no, it might not work and blah, 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 and I have to figure it out. And we don't acknowledge, hey, wait, it went well. And guess what? The last 16 times I worried, it also went well. It also worked out better than what I had kind of told myself in my head. And so, like, the reinforcement to me is huge. That acknowledgement of, oh, like, even with the earrings I'm wearing now, I have another pair that's a different color. That's rose gold. And I knew that when I was in the shop, they only had those two pairs. And I really liked the rose gold, so I bought them. And I wore them around, and they were so light and yummy and fun and feminine that I was like, oh, I hope that other pair is still there. I'm going to go back and get those. And when I went back, you know, 2-3 days later, they were still there. You know, and it's like a little, when we acknowledge the little scores, the little successes, the little, like, yeah, actually, the universe really is
working well for me. Like,
yeah.
And, you know, then the more we see it.
Yeah. And another great exercise to do is to write down in your past what you wanted and you got. Because I tell you what, that list is going to be long. I remember I did that for a year. I wrote down all the things that I got that I wanted. And I was astounded because you do miss the little things. You consider the things like a house and a car and a relationship the only things that are gettable. But really, it's really on a daily basis. And every time you know something, you know somebody was going to call and then they called, is to acknowledge that and be grateful for it. I mean, you know, I just kind of look at the sky and I go, thank you. That was cool. Yeah, I knew that. I knew I was right about that. And it's not about being right. It's about to yourself that you knew it and acknowledging that you know and that you are the more than your five senses.
That acknowledgement piece is so useful.
Yeah, sorry, there's a lawnmower. I hope you can't hear that.
It's all right. Now we all know what it is. It's totally fine. Yeah, so in a moment, we're going to come back, and when we do, we're going to hear another exercise. But before, well, like, while we're on break, feel free to start your 10 most wanted list. Sounds like a fun lifetime project, right? When you get something, you can cross it out and add a new one. So thank you so much for listening, everyone. Sexy Mom, Abundant Life. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose. To link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating Radical Abundance and Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule, to connect with Kathy, or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. This is Kathy Williams, and today I'm having a conversation with Peggy Sue Honeyman Scott, and it is a fun one. Before we get back to the conversation,
I'd love to invite you to submit show ideas and also to get a free Money Rain meditation over at meetkathywilliams.com. I love to hear from you because then it makes the show relevant and more interactive, you know, like I'm not shouting out into the ethers, even though we kind of are, but it's nice to get some rebound back. And the other thing I wanted to say is I was talking with someone yesterday and she's like, Kathy, at least once a week, at least on your radio show, you should invite people to work with you one-on-one because it's so much fun. And I was like, oh, okay. People need to know this. So here we go. You're invited. And all that info is over at meetkathywilliams.com. You know, you can sign up for a personal session or classes or all sorts of fun stuff over there. So Kathy with K, Williams with an S. And Peggy Sue, I know you're doing a super fun retreat coming up. How can people find out about that? Tell us a little bit about it.
I've partnered up with an incredible woman called Tree Carr, and she has written a book on dreams, dreaming, lucid dreaming. And we have partnered up and we've created something called Intua Dream, which is between 2 and 5 day retreats all around the world. And it's a combination of yoga, meditation, and then 3 to 4 hours a day with each of us of really training. It's basically intuition training and training you how to lucid dream. And at the end of the workshop, we all end up in mutual dreams. We end up in each other's dreams, sometimes one big dream. It's really cool and how to use these tools to basically, you know, redirect and change your life. So it's more like a class. But it's also, you know, relaxed and really cool life changing tools for the rest of your life. We sort of are overgivers. We want to give too much probably, but I'd rather have too much than walk away going, I feel like I'm missing something, you know? So it's very exciting.
Beautiful.
The first one is on the Big Island. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask. So you have one coming up in Hawaii.
Yeah. In April.
And what's the website?
Oh, the website is Intua Dream. So it's intuidream.com.
Cool. So you all can find out more about those amazing retreats at intuidream.com. So I'm excited to see the 10 most wanted magically come to life as they did for you and your class. And I know you said there was another tool or exercise that you wanted to share with us today too.
Well, there's many tools and I'm going to be putting together actually a class, an online class that we can go through in 6 weeks and all work together so that we can support each other. And because there's usually a lot of questions with some of these tools are a bit of a mind twister, but once you get to know them, then
I know that you said.
Yeah, everybody gets flubbed up on it. So it really does need support and help to walk people through it. And so I'm excited. I'm putting that together soon. But this is another one that people probably don't really want to hear, but meditation, you know, it's one of those things. And I think people are, you know, automatically think, oh, I've got to sit there like this and for an hour or whatever. It's meditation can be 30 seconds. It's sitting on a bench and just connecting with a tree or the wind blowing or, you know, just closing your eyes for 5 seconds and taking a few breaths. Now, there are more complex meditations, as you know, you teach them, and there are so many out there in the world. And not one size fits all, just like our shoes. You know, you've got to find one that connects with you, that you like somebody's voice, that there's, you know, you can get to that place with them, and then really you want to make your own. But I have one special one that's in the book, and it's very different, and it's good for people like me who my mind wanders a lot, and so it's specifically having me focus on something, and it's really beautiful. But I think meditation is key, especially now with everybody just kind of bouncing off the walls with, you know, apps in our face and, you know, texting every 5 minutes and noises. You know, it helps improve your memory. It helps with your blood pressure, with anxiety, and you can ease into it. You don't have to automatically do an hour meditation. You can do, you know, a minute a day and then work your way up, and you'll actually be quite surprised at how addictive it is, and that it, addictive meaning that you feel so much better when you do it, just like exercise, right? We sometimes don't want to go exercise, but then we do, and we go, oh, I feel so much better. I'm so glad I did that.
Absolutely. And when you don't do it, then you recognize it. Like, oh,
yeah. Exactly.
And for those of you who are interested, I did a show. It was probably in December of 2019, or maybe even November. It was a popular show. I was actually really surprised it was that popular. On meditation. It was called Effortless Meditation, and it talks a lot about finding a style that jives with you and something that is nurturing and yummy enough that you'll do it, right? Because if you're meditating just because you think you should, chances are that's not going to last very long.
Exactly. And it's like music, finding music you like. Not everybody likes the same music, so not everybody's going to like the same meditation.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But you're so right. You know, I mean, so much of our mental time and energy is spent going outward to direct it inward or just that one object for, you know, a sustained amount of time is so calming. And
sticking with a time that works for you every day to do these exercises, you know. I would do mine either right after my daughter went to bed, because I was in that state of just sort of like calming down, or first thing in the morning. And it worked to, you know, make it a habit, like brushing my teeth, just doing it every day. So sticking with a plan.
So do you think that, I mean, you've had quite a dynamic life with multiple businesses, you know, created a line of mat bags and a clothing store, and you even had a clothing line. Is that true?
Yes. Yep, I've done a lot.
Yeah. And so it was surprising for me to hear early on in the show, you said something about, what was it? What was the way you phrased it? Like something about that you were actually capable of these things. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you've done so much. You said it took years and years and years. And I'm not sure what exactly you said. It just surprised me so much that you had any doubt, really.
Like, yes. Yes. You know, I'm one of those people who I have a million ideas, and I usually always do them. I don't think there's one that I didn't act on. Even my daughter is when I'm trying to stop doing so many things. And if I come up with an idea, my daughter's like, oh God, not another thing. Mom, why can't you just stay focused? And I'm like, well, why should I, when I can do a lot of different things? I'm not saying that's for everyone, but that's just how it's been for me. And it's fun for me. You know, it's fun to be creative and to see things go from my mind into an actual thing. I just find that so much fun.
So let's choose one of these things. Like, okay, how do you go from idea to clothing line or idea to mat bags?
Well, it's sometimes a hole in the market or a need that I see from traveling, and I go, oh, I need something for this. Like, I created a yoga mat bag when they weren't even making yoga mat bags. And then I used it for myself, and then people were like, where'd you get that? And I go, well, I made it. And they're like, whoa, can I have one? And I'm like, wow, there's a need here. So I made them and I sold them to yoga studios. The Zenergy, the power ball that I made, you know, those balls you see in all the health food stores now, was an idea, something I just made for a Christmas present for some male friends of mine who just liked my cooking. And they kept saying, you need to put this out there. And I went, I don't even know the recipe. Like, I just throw things in a mixer and make them. And when I took them to a store and they said, you know, yes, we'd love to have them, I kind of went, uh-oh, I don't know the recipe. And I just asked my intuition and I went, okay, a cup of this, two cups of that. And I kind of downloaded it. It was my intuition full on because I was, and actually that's the other thing is the fear factor. I had no fear. I mean, no, that's not true. I had a little bit of fear, but when you break through that fear and just go, I'm going to do this, it happens because you said you were going to do it. And, you know, I mean, I don't know that there is any sort of other magic. It's magic. You know, that's what I consider magic is the in-between the idea and it happening and how it happens. And also, as we know through Access Consciousness, is asking questions really does help. Like, oh God, how am I going to do this? What do I need to know? And then boom, it happens. So, and it also took action and some thought, you know, all those ingredients.
And those are key. You know, we say like make a list and things will show up, and action is required a lot of the time. Like even for my earrings, I had to go back to the store.
Exactly.
Those
you
were
do
not,
have to put
yeah.
one foot in front of the other. I remember somebody hearing that when I was a teenager. They said, if you just put one foot in front of the other, you will eventually get there. Now it may take you 200 years, but I'm a fast walker. So I'd get there a little faster.
That's so great. Yeah. So part of it sounds like it's moving through the fear of, okay, I don't know how to do this. Into
if you think
like,
about,
well, okay, I've.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And I was thinking about this the other day, how any celebrity, movie star, person who's written a book, TV show person, there was not one of those persons was not afraid at some point. I see a lot of actors talking and they kind of go, oh, I was kind of like, ah, and that's fear, but yet they did it anyway. And I remember there was a book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. Do you remember that book?
I read that
a long time ago.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's true. It's if you can just break through that fear, I think that's why people like do bungee jumping. It's like, or jump on a plane. It's a fear, but once you've done it, you're like, oh, I can do anything. You know, it's breaking through that. Yeah. And what is fear? False evidence appearing real. It's not real. It's an energy.
It's our story. Yeah.
It's our story, yes. If this happens, then if I do this, then this will happen. Well, what if you didn't know what was going to happen? Because you don't know your future. So it's just a mind shift, right?
So fun. Yeah. So let's just review some of the things we've talked about, you know, from the M&M game. You know, guess what M&M colors are in my hand, too? Guess what car is behind me?
Color
or
car.
Guess what color car is behind me? Or how many voice messages I have? How many texts? I haven't checked my phone in 2 hours. I wonder how many texts I have. Oh, 8. You know, it turns out to be 8 or something like that. And then the 10 most wanted list, which you detailed and took us through in the second part of the show, and meditation, which is so powerful for us really getting connected to the essence of who we are. Is there anything I missed?
Oh, there's so much more, Kathy.
we could talk about we're running out of time, aren't we?
Yeah, just a couple minutes left.
It's nice to have a support team. Like the group that I was with, I don't know that I would have kept going if I didn't have them supporting me and rooting with me and being able to compare notes and talking about it. It's really nice. You can form your own group, even if it's one person, right? And just say, let's do this together. And then when one person is lagging behind, you could say, come on, don't forget to do your, and just have somebody cheering you on, because it really does matter. And it's fun. It's fun to say, oh my God, you remember that thing I have been working on? You're not going to believe what happened. This is how it came about. And isn't that amazing? And let's keep going. Encouragement. It's like the goose story about the geese, how geese fly. You rarely see them alone. They fly in flocks, right? And then when one is sick, it drops down, and another one always goes and stays with it until it restarts again or dies.
Wow. Thank you so much for being here with me, Peggy Sue, in this conversation about intuition. And again, just give us a website where people can find you or some other avenue.
Yeah, intuadream.com and also intuadream Instagram. And then I also have a hell yeah intuition is my .com. Just how it sounds.
Awesome.
Hell yeah,
okay.
Intuition.
All right. Thanks so much for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. And thanks so much for being here with me, Peggy Sue.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a blast.
Have a great week, everyone. And